This summer, scientists began to see acidic waters of the deep ocean moving ashore along the West Coast. It's still uncertain what this means for Alaska, where the ocean circulation is different, but measurements here have so far not been encouraging. APRN's Steve Heimel brings us the first of a series of two reports.
There is new technology that makes measuring ocean acidification easier, and that's good because a lot of measurements are going to be needed to make sense of a complicated situation. So far, the news has not been good. 4 years ago, Richard Feely of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory reported that acidic waters in the deep Pacific were upwelling to the surface out at the edge of the continental shelf. And last year, Canadian researcher Fiona McLaughlin reported high acidity in the Canada Basin of the Arctic Ocean. Not a surprise, she said, because the rising amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is more readily absorbed by cold seawater.
In the north, when temperatures are low, the ocean is able to take up more CO2 than warm waters. So our Arctic waters are becoming more acidic more quickly.
The ocean becomes acidic through a simple chemical reaction with CO2. Reasonably enough, that's just at the surface of the water. But in the deep ocean, waters are already acidic because of the pressure. That's why Dr. Feely's report made headlines when he found those waters coming to the surface. Now we find out that last summer, that upwelling water was found to be reaching all the way to shore. At 8 locations up and down the West Coast, by a team led by Oregon State University researcher Bruce Menge.
All the way on the shore, yeah.
The upwelling deep ocean acidic water was not blocked by circulation fronts as some had thought it would be.
A lot of oceanographers thought for a long time that the very inner shelf waters were sort of isolated. And what we've been finding is that although the currents periodically are fairly weak close to shore, and there are sometimes fronts that separate the closest body of water from that further out, those fronts break down on a regular basis, and that's related to the switch between upwelling and relaxation of upwelling that occurs.
Ocean scientists' concerns about acidification have been largely drowned out in the acrimonious dispute about climate warming. But the researchers have been putting their trickle of research money to good use, developing better hardware to measure the problem, and experimentally exposing a variety of marine species to higher acid waters to see what happens.
There will be quote-unquote winners and losers, or species that appear to do better, at least on the short term, and ones that don't do so well. And those are going to include calcifying organisms. Urchins might do well for at least a while, and mussels, it looks like they're going to do pretty poorly, as well as oysters and various other things. So it's still a difficult thing to wrap your head around in terms of what these systems are going to, how they're going to respond over the long haul.
Ocean creatures that form shells are most likely to be affected by acidity, but the experiments are now showing a whole suite of other responses: impaired growth, reduced respiration, likely vulnerability to predation, changing conditions for habitat where larvae settle, even an odd increase in chlorophyll production that fails to deliver increased nutrients. In short, scientists say, the plants and animals call on their genetic resources for responses. But can they adapt quickly enough? The world has seen high acidity levels in the ocean in the past. 56 million years ago, for example, during the Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximum. But that change happened gradually, and marine life had millennia to adapt. According to University of Miami researcher Chris Langdon, this acidification is happening at least 10 times faster. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.
In part two of his series on ocean acidification, Steve will report on why Alaska's situation is different from the rest of the West Coast.